$1 million party. Girl talk for women who want to walk the walk. It's a biz talk show for women entrepreneurs, with experts on to guide and teach. There's no limit to your reach. There's $1 million party girl in you.
Good afternoon. This is Lynn Bardowski, the Million Dollar Party Girl. You're listening to Million Dollar Party Girl Talk on WTER. Today is Thursday, February 6th. I am in the studio with my producer, Keith Reynolds. How are you today, Keith?
Hey, Lynn. I'm doing great. How about you?
Very good. We're ready to break up with the polar vortex on the East Coast, probably in the middle of the country, too. Another ice storm hit our area this week, so I know a lot of us are cleaning out. And apparently another snowstorm is predicted this weekend, so we just have to buckle up for the ride, because Mother Nature is pretty much in control here. I'm really excited about my guest today. We have Deb Bixler on the line. How are you, Deb?
I am terrific, Lynn. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. I know you're out in the Pennsylvania area. I know you got hit by that ice storm as well.
Absolutely. Yesterday we were without power for 6 hours, so I learned how important technology is.
Exactly. That, you know, we don't know until we actually have to unplug how much we depend on technology, right?
Yeah, you run out of things to do.
What would we do without our smartphones to play with all day long, right?
Absolutely.
So, Deb, for my Million Dollar Party Girl listeners tuning in, if you checked out me on social media anywhere today, you saw me posting about Deb. Many of my followers already know you, Deb, because you are well known in the direct selling industry, a very established expert, guru, direct sales mogul, and you have your own radio show that I actually was a guest on 2 weeks ago, Cash Flow Radio Show. We had a lot of fun.
Yes, it was a lot of fun, and it was definitely, I got a lot of good feedback on it.
Oh,
thanks
good.
For joining us.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we realized how much we have in common. We both came from a corporate background. Basically, you were a million-dollar party girl, too. We both built successful direct-selling businesses and were able to leave a full-time corporate career to become direct-selling preneurs. And now you have basically built one of the largest resources for direct sellers, probably worldwide, right on your website.
Yes, that's cashflowshow.com. And yeah, you're right. We were honored a couple of years back as being one of the top three blogs for direct sellers.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I know, you know, it's a huge resource, so because so many direct sellers start their business without really any expertise. Many of them have never sold anything before in their life, so what you're doing is really making a big impact, which is our key word today, making a big impact.
Yeah, that is our topic. That was a good segue there.
Thank you. That was just right off the top of my head.
Gotcha.
And one of the things I really like about this topic today, making a big impact, you know, I always teach my sales team that it's the little things you do each day that makes the huge difference. And that's really our message today, is what can you do every single day consistently? And I love the analogy on your blog. You talk about how it's just like compounded interest. You know, you make those little deposits and it pays off big time in the long run.
Right. A lot of people, know, everybody knows what compound interest is, but they think it kind of only applies to money, but in fact, it applies to so many things in our life. I mean, even our health or our business is just like one small investment one day at a time. Albert Einstein said that compound interest is the most powerful force in the universe, and you're either using it for you or you're using it against you, and it's your choice what you do.
Yeah, it's so true, and people don't realize, you know, especially now that we're into February, everybody started the new year with those huge, big goals, you know, raring to go, super excited, And here we are now in February. Many people have, you know, forgotten about the goal that they made January 1st. Or goals, like weather, really kind of stop them dead in their tracks. When, if you are focused daily on those activities that build your business, you never have to worry about that.
Right, right. You know, it's like New Year's, actually, it's February now, so most people have probably dropped their New Year's resolutions almost entirely. There's been very few people that continue for the whole year. You know, why? You know, oftentimes our New Year's resolutions are just kind of unrealistic, and why would we be able to change something just because it's a new year when it was impossible to motivate ourselves to do so previously?
Exactly. You know? It's like Groundhog Day, right? We get that do-over, and then we completely get all excited about it, and then I think the research shows by January 13th, actually, we have already forgotten about our New Year's resolution. So let's talk about what we can do every day, and this really applies to small business as a whole, I feel. Really, any business owner can look at developing a big impact habit. So can you talk a little bit about exactly what a big impact habit is?
Well, a big impact habit is something that is very simple to do, but yet, as a matter of fact, it's so easy to do that you can keep on doing it long enough for it to become a habit, and that it leads up to huge results. In other words, it makes a really big impact. So, you know, I mentioned compound interest. You know, compound interest applies to your health. People who, say, floss their teeth every day, it takes like, what, a minute and a half to do, and it's actually so easy to do that if you did, you could literally do it every day if you wanted, and if you did it for, say, 51 days, you'd have a habit. You'd probably keep on doing it for the rest of your life, and they've proven that, you know, people who floss their teeth daily end up with not only less they don't have gum disease, but it also reduces your chance of high cholesterol, it reduces heart disease, it boosts your immune system. I mean, it's such a huge impact on your long-term health, that, but yet it's something that takes you a little over a minute every day, and to do it, it's effortless almost if you just decide to do it. And that's what a big impact habit is. That's compound interest playing a role in your life. And you can use it on your business too. In other words, take something very specific, very small, very easy to keep on doing every single day. Do it every day for the rest of your life. After 51 days, it's going to become a habit. And then it's going to lead to really, really big results long term.
That was a great analogy. I was actually just at the dentist yesterday and got a clean bill of health thanks to my daily flossing habit. So, it's a great analogy. So, let's break it down a little bit. I know you actually share how these habits are very specific. As you just said, they're easy to do. They lead to big results and, more importantly, long-term success. Is there a number that people should be looking for? Is it, you know, five things that I need to do every day that are going to be my, you know, big business builders? Is it 10? What do you suggest that women entrepreneurs break it down, because they are living such busy lives today?
Well, I mean, you need to decide for yourself, and you can have more than one big impact habit. For example, when I first started my business in direct sales in 1999, I had never done party plan, and as you said, I had a corporate job. I took a 50% pay cut on my job, and in order to, it's kind of like if you want to succeed, burn your bridges, right? When you take a 50% pay cut on your job, you're pretty much committed. But it allowed me to control my hours for a while so I could build my party plan business, and I made a big impact habit of calling, for me it was 3 nonprofit organizations every single day to offer myself as a free speaker, and that way I would expand my research, my pool of leads, but also to offer myself and to assist them in finding fundraisers. So it was one call 3 times a day to offer 2 services, and that will be, if I did that 3 every day, which I did, I made a commitment to do that, but that might be too much for somebody else. You know, you could do 1 call a day, and usually 1 in 10 will have an interest. So if you're to do 3 calls a day every day, then every third or fourth day, you're going to find somebody that wants to take advantage of your services. If you do one call a day, every single day, then every 10 days, you're going to find somebody that wants to take advantage of your services. So it's not about any set rule. It's about what can you do, keep on doing, and keep on doing for the rest of your life so that it makes a big impact. You know, people who say, let's say I wanted to do that. I wanted to get involved with nonprofit organizations for fundraising and to offer myself as a educational workshop presenter so I'd meet new people at the libraries and the clubs and things like that. Well, so, you know, the average citizen would get on the phone and make 20, 30, 40 phone calls in one day and then not do it again for 6 weeks. Well, the problem with that is that you forget everything you learned. That's and you don't true. Get really, really good at it.
Yeah, I was going to say that the real key to this is, and I think the reason that so many direct sellers and small business owners don't make those calls, I mean, that phone weighs 10,000 pounds for so many women. They're afraid to pick up the phone because they don't do it often enough to get good at it.
Right. Well, and so, like, in the exact same example, and I can give a couple other examples, but, you know, if I were to make 20 calls today and say I'm going to do that once a month, well, then I'm going to put off and procrastinate that monthly day when I do those 20 calls. And then in between all the work you might have started at 10 or 12 or 13 calls, you get better and better and better at it. But the benefit of one every day or two every day for the rest of your life is that you just get better and better and better, and you can see your return and your documentation, and it's far more motivating, and anybody can make two calls a day, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And really, I found that what I do this month is what brings me business next month. So if you're not making those daily calls, it's almost like, you know, climbing the mountain and you're starting at the bottom of the hill there to get to that top. Whereas if you're doing it every single day, you're going to blow up your next month because of the habits you had on a day-to-day basis.
Right, right. And, you know, it doesn't have to be fundraising calls. I just use that as an example because I was talking with someone about that yesterday. But, you know, three calls a day, no matter what, three contacts a day, no matter what. It could be anything that you can create a big impact habit over, and you can keep on doing it. If three a day is too many, then do one a day. But make sure that it's something that you can do and you can stick with it. And once you have that, imagine doing that for the rest of your life. Then what kind of huge impact is that going to make?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I was working with a consultant that wanted to build her sales team, and she had a great video of her program and her income opportunity, and I said, imagine if you sent that video to three people a day, you know, what would happen? Just don't prejudge, just get it out there, have them take a look at it, and she's seeing incredible results. And again, that's based on her goal, so it really depends on what you want to happen in your business.
Right, right, absolutely. Yeah, it's just a day-to-day investment. You know, sometimes you can think about it like compound interest, like, you know, one call a day builds on itself. You know, compound interest, we all understand how it applies to money. You know, you can either put money in the bank and you're going to get money on your money, or you can put money on your credit card and you're going to be paying money on your money. Albert Einstein said it's for or against you, whichever you choose, but it's the most powerful force in the universe. Well, you know, if you eat an apple today, you're not going to be the picture of health, but if you eat an apple every single day for the rest of your life, it's going to compound and benefit you long term. And if you were to eat a bag of chips for lunch today, it's not going to kill you. If it did, maybe we'd all stop eating them so much, right?
But that's so true.
Chances are it's not going to fall. You're not going to fall over dead as a result of eating chips for lunch. But if you were to do that every single day for the rest of your life, it's going to start to add up and compound and make a difference on your heart and your cholesterol and all those other things. And it's the exact same thing for your business. You know, you don't have to make a call today, and your business isn't going to fall apart. But if you don't make a call today, tomorrow, and the next day, it's going to start to deteriorate. And so you think about it, it comes sometimes as, you know, it's kind of like just take the best choice you can right at the moment, you know.
Right.
A thin slice of life to the positive, right?
Yeah, that was such a great point with the potato chips. I was recently reading that if people give up a soda, you know, so many people drink soda today, which is just loaded with calories. You know, if they gave up a soda a day, they would lose 20 pounds by the end of the year without any diet or exercise.
Yeah, I actually, on my healthy blog, you know, I didn't go to school for business. I'm a trained chef, and I have an article somewhere on my other site about, I call it the soda diet, you know, because if you replace a soda, and people who drink 4 or 5 sodas a day, you know, replace a soda with water, you know, for a week, and then the next week replace 2 sodas with water, and just do that, it's like you just said, you can, it's, I call it the soda diet.
Well, there's a book for you right there. That book, you'll sell a lot of copies on that one, because that's a
right. That's
a hot topic with people. So, Deb, where can our listeners find you? You've got, like I said, so many great resources. Can you tell us exactly where they can connect with you?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm on all the social sites. Any social site you go to, / Deb Bixler. I don't care whether it's Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, you name it, / Deb Bixler. That's where I am. And then the cashflowshow.com is the largest greedy party plan resource center on the web, and cashflowshowradio.com is part of that site as well.
And I know you also broadcast your radio show, I believe, every other week. Do you want to tell us who you have coming up?
The radio show is live the 2nd and 4th Wednesday of every month, but it does broadcast every single day. So who do we have coming up? Oh, Kim Addes, ADES. We're talking about developing leaders through journaling, actually. And that'll be live on February 12th. But the show we did the other week is still broadcasting every single day. So just go to cashflowshowradio.com and you can listen to a whole hour of Lynn and I talking about finding business, right?
Yeah. This is kind of a good piggyback to that, because now you know you're out making those new connections, and I think following up with people you meet, that's a huge impact habit that can make a big difference. People make so many connections, and then they completely lose the connection by not following up.
Right. Well, and one thing, like another example of a big impact habit is, say, customer service calls. If you put it in your repertoire to make 2 customer service calls every single day, call the customers, stay focused on them, ask them how they're enjoying their products. If you just did that too every single day, then it would add up to huge results, because customer service calls that are focused on the customer, and there is a great script on the site on customer-centric customer care calls, but you do that every single day for the rest of your life, and you're going to be getting resales plus bookings.
Yeah, well, that is probably one of the most important points you can make. I think we're so concentrated on always finding new, which is very important, that we forget to serve the customers that we already have. And, you know, it takes so much more effort to keep that customer once you have them. So thanks for sharing that, Deb.
Sure.
I appreciate it. All right, so one last time, do you have anything coming up, Deb, that our listeners need to know about, any programs or trainings that they can take advantage of?
Well, there's lots of free training on the site. We have whatever you're interested in, check out the site, because we do have information on bookings, recruiting, party plan scripts, all kinds of things on the site. The radio show, I guess, is broadcasting daily. I don't have any special events coming up, but when you get to the site, join the newsletter list for sure, because anything we have new coming up then goes out to the newsletter list, cashflowshowradio.com.
Thanks a lot, Deb. Is your subscriber plug in right on the your homepage, so people can
absolutely
sign up?
Yep, there's any page of the website you can sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get our emails on all our announcements, and we don't give any spam, we have good tips.
You do, thank you. Well, thanks, Deb. Sorry about our little difficulties getting started today.
That's quite all right. No problem.
I appreciate you hanging in there. Thanks for all you do to help entrepreneurs and direct sellers. You're awesome. I love your website, and everything you have there for resources and training is really amazing. So thanks for everything you do.
All right, and thank you for having me. It's been fun.
I know, it has been fun. All right, well, we'll have a playback for later. So thanks again, Deb Bixler, host of the Cashflow Show. You can find her on cashflowshow.com. And next up is Roseanne Bonella, who's in the studio ready to go on her show, Family Affairs. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.